flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I think they're both capable quarterbacks, and my preference would be to sign one of them. So that'll be the priority, and I think that will give us the best opportunity to move forward. Obviously, we'll be looking in the draft as well. We've got a whole quarterback room to fill, and so there's jobs open in there, and so I wouldn't be surprised if we look in the draft as well, either this year or next. And so that's got to be the priority.
So you want Fields or you want Russ? What if they don't want to come back? What if Pete Carroll says, hey, Russ, we're getting the band back together? Daryl Bevel going there, by the way.
Yes.
Russ's guy.
Yep.
Pete's guy.
Yep.
They're trying to create the Las Vegas Seahawks.
Yep.
I could see him wanting to go there. Absolutely, I could see that. He's comfortable with Pete. Maybe feels like they've got some unfinished business. Maybe unhappy with the way things ended.
Play indoors.
You get to play inside.
Vegas.
Vegas is fun. And then if you're Justin Fields, you got benched at 4-2. And because you didn't turn the ball over and you accounted for 10 touchdowns and just one interception in those 6 games, perhaps your value, and I think it has gone up since last offseason. You know, people say that Justin Fields wasn't wanted last offseason. There were teams that called in to the Chicago Bears to kick the tires on Justin Fields. And I've read that the New York Football Giants could be really interested in Fields. That's not a good franchise. And when there are bad franchises involved, you can see things like overpayment happen. There's absolutely a legitimate risk of neither one of these guys wanting to come back next year, Doran, or to choose another place that they think gives them a better opportunity for whatever reason. So let's say that's the case. What the frig do you do at quarterback? Honestly, the options are very bad. It's a poor draft. It's a garbage free agent crop. Do you think that they'd kick the tires on a guy like Kirk Cousins?
I don't know, man. That's a great question. I mean, this is kind of why I believe that they signed Skylar Thompson. I know that it was laughed at and just kind of just like poo-pooed whenever it happened, but I think that this is like their, you know, end all be all. This is our only option. I mean, he's the only quarterback on the roster right now. Honestly, if none of these guys come back, I don't see them paying a Sam Darnold.
No.
I don't see them. I honestly don't see them even going the stopgap route with Kirk Cousins at this point, knowing how Kirk Cousins finished last season. I think that they'll go the Jacoby Brissett, Jameis Winston route, though.
I don't think there's a chance in hell it would be Jameis, though.
No?
A through 30.
But I mean, you're kind of
1 year.
I mean, what are you already? What are you going to be this year if that's the case? So you might as well just get somebody in here that can just facilitate and just. Oh. What other direction would you go?
Yeah, I poo poo the Jameis Winston thing, but the options are limited and the vibes are bleak. Because you're right, they're not going to pay Sam Darnold.
No,
he would.
That'd be a huge mistake.
Huge mistake. He would be seeing all kind of ghosts behind that Steelers offensive line. Game one, he gets sacked 8 times, and then he's ruined for the rest of the season. He reverted back to your slightly older brother's version of Sam Darnold the last 2 games, and he was playing behind a much better offensive line and throwing to 1A, 1B, best receiving core in the NFL. You could put Cincinnati in that category, too. He does not have those options here. He'd also cost probably $30 million Baker Mayfield adjacent kind of contract. So, big hard no for me. I think a Jacoby Brissett would make sense. Smart guy, career backup, good backup.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to turn the football over. Going to play within the structure of the offense, but he's less mobile than I am. And Mike Tomlin values mobility, but there's not a lot of mobility out there. I'll tell you who actually is, and a texter brought this up. That was me vomiting. Daniel Jones.
I mean, he'd be a guy too that you would have to look at.
Now, I have said the Steelers are not going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Right.
My preference would be Justin Fields. If you don't get Justin back, you might as well sign the worst available option and just lean into the stank. But you know they won't. And are you convinced that they wouldn't win like 9 games with Jacoby Brissett?
Maybe.
I feel like they'd do it. Is Mason Rudolph going to get cut loose?
Oh, man.
This is where we are.
Yeah.
And people knock us. At least they did to me yesterday on the text line. What do you see in Justin Fields? It's less what I see in him, though I do think there's a glimmer of hope, and more in what I don't see with the quarterback market.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you trade for a Kyler Murray? Maybe. Could you make a move for a Geno Smith? Because that team is absolutely destroyed by the salary cap, I guess. But where does that get you beyond just spinning the tires like you have the last few years?
Oh, man.
Texter, Josh Dobbs?
Yeah, this is where you're at. This is where you're at. Honestly, if I knew this year was like, if I didn't get Justin Fields this year, and he signed somewhere else, and Russ say signed somewhere else as well, and I had to go with like Skylar Thompson, like I'm trying to trade. Honestly, I'm gonna try to trade T.J. Watt.
Okay.
To get a pick for next year's draft.
Okay.
I mean, if I know that I'm totally tanking this season, if Skylar Thompson's my guy, I'll get another backup. Maybe I'll draft somebody in the fourth round. But I'm trading T.J. Watt to get picks for 2026.
You don't think they do the Rodgers thing, do you?
Maybe.
If they strike Depends out on these the two guys, I think there's a chance that could happen.
I think there's a chance that could happen. Depends on the money. Don't know how much Aaron Rodgers, how much money he would want and how many suitors he actually would have too.
Yeah.
Don't know if he'd have a lot.
You'd be doing the Russell Wilson thing with a guy that is not named Russell Wilson, but is pretty much Russell Wilson at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not the same guy, but similar ages. One thing Russ has over our guy A-Rod is that he made the Pro Bowl.
That is true. Yeah, it would be.
It's like getting into community college anymore. No offense.
Oh, the Pro Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. That guy's a Pro Bowler. Isaac Seumalo now a Pro Bowler. Holy cow. I don't think that guy had a good season at all. Pro Bowler.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
It's a joke.
I mean, could you go, and I don't want them to draft a quarterback in the first round this year. There's just not a guy.
No.
I mean, you could, if they traded up for Cam Ward, again, not going to happen.
That's not, yeah.
Not going to happen. They're not going to trade up for Shadur Sanders. If they did that and they traded up for one of those two because their evaluation was, we believe those dudes are head and shoulders better than anybody else in this draft, and we're not going to wait around till next year, I wouldn't love it, but at least I'd understand it. Yeah. If you strike out on Fields and Russ, do you take a Will Howard maybe in round three and he just starts this year?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was saying before. Is
and then you trade TJ.
I'd trade TJ. I'd draft like a Will Howard or a Dart in three or four, but also I'd have Skylar Thompson start and then have them as a backup and then eventually let them play and then trade TJ and get picks for 2026.
Yeah.
Exactly what I mean. I know that's not going to be, people aren't going to like that, but that's no other option.
You've convinced me. If they bring Fields back, that's still my preference. Fields back for like $15 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. Couple-year deal. He's your starter for every single game he's healthy this year. You find out what you got in the guy. You try to build around him from a scheme standpoint. But if he doesn't want to come back and Russell Wilson decides to take his talents to Las Vegas, then because of the dearth of options in free agency in the draft, you're right. You might as well go full tank mode.
Because what are you going to be this year with TJ? You know, you're just going to waste another year of TJ. If I'm even TJ, I'm like, hey, man, I got a couple years left in my career.
Right.
And this year is obviously not going to be a year. So you're waiting an extra year. I mean, TJ Watt, I mean, you know, health-wise too, like, man.
I didn't even think about it from that standpoint. If you are TJ Watt and you see this organization miss out on Fields and Russ, why would I put pen to paper on a contract?
Right.
What would the point be?
Just to maybe retire as a Steeler.
That would be the only thing.
The only thing.
Myles Garrett, meanwhile, they have him pretty much in the boardroom meetings in Cleveland trying to help make decisions. But he said in a press conference, he wants to win a Super Bowl. I would imagine TJ feels the same way. And the quarterback situation in Cleveland, they're paying... Obviously, Deshaun Watson, what they're paying or his salary cap hit is what it is. But from an on-the-field standpoint, their situation is no different right now than the Steelers. You're guessing on who their quarterback's going to be next year. If it's going to be Flacco or it's going to be Jacoby Brissett here in Pittsburgh, you might as well lean full-on into the tank. I agree with that. 412-928-9370. Do you out there agree with that? Do you have an option that the Steelers can turn to a quarterback if they can't retain either of the guys who started games for them last year? 412-928-9370. You're making a face. Whatever you got, can you hold it?
Yes.
Oh, what a tease. Doran's face. What's it mean? That's next. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Duval. I like to play that just to send a shiver down Doran's spine.
Oh,
that's Liam Cohen, the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, trying to do the thing they do down there. It's in Duval County, so they're like, oh, Duval.
Duval.
You ever watched a video of like a cobra coming out of one of those pits? That's what he looks like. He looks like he's trying to lull you to sleep with his eyes.
Duval.
Oh.
Duval.
What if Mr. Duval wants his own quarterback fifth overall and says, I don't want Trevor Lawrence. Would you be interested in that guy? Is that what face you were making before?
That was.
But you didn't know if you wanted to talk about it, and here I am talking about
it. Yeah, and I knew that you would bring it up, so I was prepared to talk about it. Even though I told you I wasn't prepared to talk about it, I prepared myself because I know you.
But no, I will preface this to say, you're like, I don't know. None of us know.
No.
Like, the whole basis around this conversation is, what do you do if Fields and Russ don't come back? And I think that it's more likely than not that Liam Cohen took the job and looked at Trevor Lawrence as a plus.
Yes.
But there's always the chance that he thinks he's strapped with the guy and wants his own dude fifth overall. I don't think, I would much rather have, I'll say it this way, I would much rather have Justin Fields for $15 million
for sure
than be tied to Trevor Lawrence because they both played a lot of games and they both have their obvious warts.
For sure. For sure. Like, I almost wish this was like next year. Like the draft, like, the, and then there's a lot of things that could go down.
Yeah, trade up for Arch Manning. Bang.
Yeah. Something like that, and, you know, movement, and if you don't trade up for a quarterback, you could probably maybe trade to get a quarterback that's already there, like, you know, that's been playing. Like,
yes.
That, you know, that you could move a lot more next year, because I don't think that any of these quarterbacks are worthy trading up for, or even honestly going in the first round, except for Cam Ward.
Right.
Like, and Cam Ward's going to get overdrafted, I believe. I think he's a middle first round guy. I think he's a middle to where the Steelers are first round guy, but he's going to go first, probably overall.
Doran, I have zero scouting acumen, but if Cam Ward were in last year's draft, I'd have drafted him before Bo Nix, but I'm not sure I would have taken him ahead of any of the other guys.
Right.
Not taking him ahead of Jaden Daniels, and that's not hindsight. I mean, the guy won the Heisman Trophy, for God's sakes, and was really good. Not sure why Brian Kelly can't win with guys like that, by the way, but not taking him before Caleb Williams, not taking him before Jaden Daniels, not taking him before Drake May. I wouldn't have taken him before Michael Penix. Michael Penix did it for me with one throw where he split the defense in the end zone. You and I watched it together on the highlight reel. I probably would have taken him ahead of J.J. McCarthy. Cam Ward. Would have taken him ahead of McCarthy and Bo Nix.
50-50.
Yeah.
But that's where he's at, you know, in that draft. So we're talking about the fifth quarterback.
Which means we're talking about a mid-first-round guy, which is what you said.
And I just, this draft, I don't love it at all, clearly. I don't think anybody really does, but I just don't know where the Steelers would go if this is and this is a real situation. This isn't a hypothetical radio situation that we're throwing out there to get engagement. Like, this could be a real situation where the Steelers could be left with no quarterback.
I would put it at about 25% that you swing and miss on both of these guys.
Yeah.
On Fields and Russ. I think there's a substantial chance that could happen.
It would probably be underpaying, low-balling Fields and Russ being like, I want to get the band back together.
Yes.
That would be the situation. And then Fields getting a better offer from New York Jets or New York Giants.
Yeah.
And saying, I'm going to go where the money is. That's probably the situation. And that's you could can we not see that happening?
I can absolutely see that happening. This is the first time and potentially, well, it wouldn't be, but the first time that Justin Fields is going to enter free agency, I'm at least going to market. Like, I would not sign with the Steelers before March. Absolutely not. I'm going to see what my value is out there, and I'm going to go to the highest bidder, I think, especially because I got benched at 4-2. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Someone texts in, if you guys are willing to go all in on a rebuild in a tank job, if Fields doesn't sign here, how about you just don't sign Fields and tank anyway? No, I still want Fields as my preference because it's one more bite at the apple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a high likelihood that Fields becomes your franchise quarterback, but the talent still is scintillating to me, and he did lead you to a winning record last year. And I think if you draft a wide receiver in the first round and pair him with Pickens, or you trade Pickens, draft a wide receiver, and sign a wide receiver, I'll put it this way. You're just going to have better weapons next year for him to work with, in theory. Probably a third or fourth round running back that's going to come in and be a starter right away. I'd like to at least give him the opportunity to see what he can do with weapons. That's one more shot. One more dart you're throwing at the board to find your franchise quarterback. So I still want Fields. But if you don't have either of the guys, you make a ton of sense, Doran. Lean into the suck.
Yeah, like I still want Fields because I know our mentality and our thought process here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything is horrible right now. But in the grand scheme, and if you look at it from the outside, it's not horrible. They were, 10-8 this year. They did have a winning record. They did make the playoffs. So it's not a horrible team. It's not horrible. So if I can get the most out of Fields, and like you're saying, and hope that that pedigree does come through and surround him with weapons, you could get a better situation than you had last year.
Yeah.
And the Steelers look at it like it is not horrible. This situation's not horrible. This team isn't horrible because of what they've been doing.
Right. You go 10-7
right.
in two consecutive
horrible.
Years. For all the doom and gloom, being stuck in Mediocreville, I do think is horrible.
Right.
But on its surface, you win 10 games. You're not an awful football team.
Yes.
You're just not. They treated Fields as the backup last year, and when he played, they called plays and schemed it up as if he was the backup. Well, if there is no Russell Wilson, then you're going to treat him like a starter. And I don't know that that means you turn him into full Lamar Jackson and you lean into it. I would do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to let him win you games more than you did whenever he played the first six games. So I'm going to take a swing on Fields. But the question is, if he says no, screw you guys, what do you do? 412-928-9370. Also, Art said he wants the backup and the starter to play the same way. So
that's where
it gets freaky-deaky up in here.
That's where we were just talking about off air about the Senior Bowl. That's where that starts to come into play.
Jalen Milroe.
Yes.
Yeah. If you sign Justin as your one, Jalen Milroe then becomes your two.
Yep.
And I said, did you see the tape of this guy? He looked awful yesterday. He said, okay, what? Doesn't mean he's not, but circle back around Thursday. He's working with new guys.
New offense.
New offense.
Yeah, nerves. I mean, you got NFL scouts just breathing down your neck. I mean, you're up all day, all night. I'm not making excuses, but that first 2 days of a Senior Bowl practice, it's never looks good for anybody because there's a lot of things going on. Wait around till like tomorrow. Yeah, today it maybe be a little bit better, but tomorrow is where you'll get your true evaluation of what a guy can really do with the top competition in college football.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And then also, it's okay by me that even with you saying all that he didn't play well yesterday.
Right, he didn't have a good practice.
Like you said, the worst thing that could have happened is, whoa, Jalen Milroe is fabulous. And you pencil him in 21st overall to the Steelers.
And what they're going to do, and I mean, we could talk about Senior Bowl, whatever. I don't know if people care that much, but what they're going to do, whoever the coaching staff is, I don't know who the coaches, they're going to make sure that he does not run. They're going to put every play that they call, they're going to make sure that he has like the limited ability to do what he does really good, and everybody knows he can run real well.
Yeah.
He's going to be put in every single, like, I have to be a pocket passer situation. So you will get a real good evaluation here coming in the next couple of days with what he could do.
Yeah, that's fair. They want to see him operate from the pocket.
Yeah.
When he did against Oklahoma in Michigan, as you have oft reminded me, it's no good.
Mm-mm.
Tweet us.
Mm-mm.
No, yeah, they should tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us, yeah.
Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I have said it multiple times today. If you don't get Russ, you don't get Fields, embrace the suck. Well, that's exactly what Starkey says the Penguins should do. Well, guess what, Joe? I got some good news. They are. We'll get into that coming up a little bit next. If you have any thoughts on what to do at quarterback, if it ain't Fields or Russ, we'd love to hear from you as well. 412-928-9370. Texter. Why is Sam Darnold forgotten because of one game? Well, for me, it was two games, and he played in a great scheme with maybe the best wide receiving core in the NFL. So I think you'd be paying him $30-plus million for what he did in an ideal situation, not paying him $30 million for what he'd do here.
Right, and I'm not paying Sam Darnold $30 million, regardless. I can't justify paying Sam Darnold, who found it after 8 years in the NFL, maybe 7-8 years in the NFL, one season, $30-some million to be my franchise quarterback for the next how many years? Just can't justify that. I'm sorry.
No. 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 Nope. And if anybody thinks that's a good idea, 412-928-9370, I'd love to know why. It is 7:41. Time brought to you by Gina G and Pietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. The Penguins, Doran, they play tonight against the, as Callis would say, the Utah Jazz Club. And they are in last place in the Eastern Conference. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games. They have the second worst scoring differential in the league. And, oh yeah, by the by, they're now for sale. At least partially. Minority stake. Up for sale from the Fenway Sports Group, Doran. Think maybe a little buyer's remorse here?
Yeah, I think that that's a scenario. Yeah, I think maybe buyer's remorse. I think that there's a couple ways that you could kind of spin this, and maybe that their thought process around this. You know, buyer's remorse is one of them. I think another one would be, if they were smart, maybe offer a stake in the company to Sidney Crosby, kind of go the route that the Penguins organization went with Mario Lemieux. Keep Sidney around, have him, you know. And I think that that's probably the direction Sidney Crosby will want to go whenever it's all said and done, is probably ownership. I don't know if he wants to do the GM everyday thing, if he wants to be a president. I could see him being an owner and, you know, it working out, really, honestly. But it could be that. It could be buyer's remorse. But it's just very interesting that this pops up now whenever things do not look well on the ice and don't look well at the gates.
What the hell did they think they were buying?
Sidney Crosby and one more last go around.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
It was dumb. Like, buy the franchise because you want to turn it around, but to think that you were buying at an apex, to me, is idiotic. Like, Lemieux and Burkle got out at the exact right time.
Yeah, because they knew what was happening.
Yes. Best case scenario was that you would make the playoffs a couple of more times with Crosby, Malkin, and Letang. And that's why they went for it with Carlson and got a lot of bad contracts off the books that first offseason, because gate revenue is so important. And if you're making the playoffs, you're going to fill the barn. And when you go to the playoffs, you're going to sell tickets for those games. And gate revenue is a huge deal. They thought they'd get off to a better start.
Mm-hmm.
In their ownership venture. No question about that. But they had to know that the lean years are coming, and you can't be out and out totally surprised when the lean years show up a year or two before you thought they would.
Yeah, I think that they definitely banked on Sidney Crosby selling the tickets and people showing up regardless and them not being as bad as they are right now and still having people show up because people want to see Sidney Crosby play, and it's just totally backfired.
Yes, it has.
And I understand the business move kind of at the time. It's like, all right, I have this asset where it could still make me money without the actual product making me money. But it's just not the case. And I think that they're kind of scrambling a little bit.
Maybe I can meet them there on that, Doran. It's a good point by you. Like, I thought Crosby, Malkin, and Letang would sell more tickets.
Yes.
But they're so bad right now that they're not even worth the price of admission.
They underestimated the Pittsburgh as a fan base of Pittsburgh sports and how, you know, the standards usually with us are very, very high. And if they're low and we don't see any possibility of them being high again, we kind of jump ship.
Right.
That's just how we are.
Yeah, man.
We're like, all right, yeah, bleep you.
And it's always been that way with the Penguins.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a great Penguins town. I do. But not only are we used to the team being good, we're used to them having the best player on the planet. And Crosby's great right now, but he's about a point per game player. And yeah, I want to watch Crosby, and I still watch the games. I don't know that I want to pay. Definitely not as much as I used to. We had Lemieux, Jágr, Coffey, Crosby,
mm-hmm.
Malkin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're used to. Winning and having LeBron James, Michael Jordan. That's what we're used to.
Yes.
And just having the Washington Wizards, and that's probably too far, but you get it, version of Michael Jordan ain't going to sell that many tickets if you're in last place in the division.
Do you factor in the inconvenience, too?
Sure.
Like, you know, of going to game. Like, it is an inconvenience.
It's a great point because you are willing to put up with crap when you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, if I have to wait in 45 minutes of bumper-to-bumper traffic and can't find parking around the arena, at least I'm going to watch Sidney Crosby get 3 points and the Penguins are going to win 6-1.
Right.
I know that it's worth it. It's opportunity cost. Is it willing to waste my time on this because I'm going to be fulfilled for the next 2.5 hours. Well, now, no. The answer is no. You're right about that.
Yeah, I'm very curious. And obvious, I think that within the article that whatever was put out there, that Fenway's still going to have the majority stake. Mm-hmm. But selling off, you know, portions and minority stakes in the company, it does raise eyebrows.
It sure does. It sure does. And Starkey spent a full hour on this yesterday to start his show.
Really?
And he said, now that you're here, you might as well stay here. I couldn't agree more. Like, Malkin's on IR right now. I mean, I'm in no rush to bring him back. You're not going to make the playoffs. I'm trading Marcus Pettersson. I'm trading Ricard Raquel. I'm moving anybody who anybody wants that doesn't have that no-trade clause. I'm seeing if Carlson wants to waive the no-trade clause. And weirdly, I probably would have just kept playing Tristan Jarry. Play Blomqvist and Jarry. Try to trade Ned. Jarry stinks. That kind of helps you now.
Yeah.
You'd have a top-5 pick at this point.
Right.
Lean into it. Get a top-5 pick. Start the thing now. Because if you don't, if you hang on to assets, you're just kicking that can down the road further. Good talk. Depressing talk. I am sad. Speaking of which, Doran dissects Art Rooney's comments. Next.
Well, I mean, look, you know, we have a position in the running back room we're going to have to address. I think we have positions in the wide receiver room we're going to have to address. So, you know, I hope that we don't do that at the expense of the defense. But we do have positions we have to address on, you know, on that side of the ball at this point for sure.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Doran dissects Art Rooney II's comments. Doran out sick yesterday. I feel like crap today, by the way.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Stuffy and
sweaty. You'll
be out
tomorrow.
I'm not going to be out tomorrow. You think I want to miss Pat Bostic?
Maybe.
Maybe. It didn't sound to me like an owner who's overly enthused with spending money on the offensive side of the football. Not at the expense of the defense. My brother, you have spent $130 million on defense. So it's going to have to come at the expense of the defense. Like, there's a salary cap. You're spending a lot of money on that side of the ball. You're spending not a ton of money at all on the offensive side of the ball. How do you justify that, first of all, and then not trying to even the scales a little bit?
Don't know how you justify it. Don't know how you justify it, but you got to get with the times, and you gotta score points, and you have to spend money scoring points. Like, I understand their thought process and how they want to play football, and sometimes that works, and it has worked in the past, as we know. But we also know that these teams that we've watched these past couple weeks score points, and whether it's running the football, and I know the Steelers, and I know Art Rooney said he still believes in running the football, but yeah. I understand that you believe in running the football and that being the route to getting to championships, but these teams that run the football well have the best runner of the football and the best offensive lines for the runners of the football.
And great wide receiver play.
And great quarterback play.
Yes.
Whenever it's needed.
Yes, I have no problem boiling it down to we would love to be a great running football team. Zero problem with that. But Philadelphia gave a wide receiver 3 years, $75 million, and 3 years, of $96 million. And those dudes take the top off the defense.
Yep.
You have to respect them. They'll keep you honest. You've got a great offensive line. You pay for Saquon Barkley. 7 of their top 10 highest paid players are offensive players.
Uh-huh.
Their top 3 highest paid players are offensive players. The Steelers' top 6 highest paid players, all on defense. Meanwhile, they have a great defensive coordinator in Philadelphia, Doran, and their draft picks hit. Like, they scheme it up. They develop guys,
yep,
and then they spend money on the other side of the football.
Mm-hmm.
2 offensive linemen getting paid $16 million and $17 million bucks. So they develop the offensive linemen, then they pay to keep those guys. If you want to run the ball, you've got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the Commanders. They ran the ball really well. A lot of that has to do with their quarterback. They also have a Terry McLaurin who can take the top off the defense. They throw a lot of deep downfield stuff. It's a whole ecosystem. If you want to run the ball, it's not just we're going to do it and we're going to be tough. You got to spend, you got to develop, you have to be a well-rounded offense. Any team in football can stop the run if they're going to commit enough defenders to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let them commit enough defenders to it, which means you can't have Van Jefferson on the outside, yeah, for God's sakes.
Everything coexists
yes.
with each other. I mean, whenever you have a good run game, it's because of the threats for the passing game. It's because of the quarterback and vice versa. Whenever you have a good passing game, usually the running back holds its weight. You know, I mean, even somebody like Cam Akers or Kyron Williams, I'm sorry, for the Rams. Like, he had a hell of a football season. And that's a lot of reason why the Rams figured out how to play good football down the stretch and get to a divisional championship game. Like, the passing game wasn't enough. They had a running back to be able to carry that load on the shoulders, that if the passing game wasn't up to par, that yep. he was able to rush for 100 yards.
And those teams seem to be able to run when they need to run.
Yes.
Like, it's not about a 50-50 split. It's about doing what you need to do at the right time.
At the right time.
Yeah.
And have the players to be able to do that at the right time, and have explosive players to do that at the right time. You can't just be, you know, ride somebody's coattails that's going to get you 3.8 yards a pop.
Ugh.
That's not going to work. You need somebody. Now, you're not going to get Saquon all the time that breaks out 70-yard runs, but 35-yard runs?
Yes.
25-yard runs, I mean, that's what you're looking for. You got to have the guys that can do it and the guys that can block it, and everything does coexist with each other.
And weirdly, that's the one position that I wouldn't spend money on because of this particular draft.
For sure.
Like, Amarian Hampton?
Oh, man.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Travion Henderson?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Quinshon Judkins? Did I say that right? Yes, I did. Yes, please.
Yes.
And I like Scadabo, like in the fourth round, something like that. But those three guys I mentioned, they can go.
They can go.
They can take anything to the house. Which means if you draft a running back, not in the first round, you can spend that money on wide receiver, on other weaponry. I don't think it's that hard to figure out. Now, you got to get guys to say yes to come in here. Sure. But you got to be willing to pay them first. And I was not overly enthused that they're going to be willing to pay them based on that answer. That was good.
Yeah.
Doran dissects. It's cute.
Yeah.
It's alliteration. Double D.
Doran Dickerson dissects.
Dude.
Is alliteration, is that three of the same letters, or is that two?
Callis, can alliteration be two, or does it have to be more than two?
It can be two.
Can? Okay. I thought it had to be three.
If it's got to be three, dude, we got it. Yep. Doran Dickerson dissects. Yep.